and follower.
We don't talk about self, we don't talk about any name, but we just talk about that characteristic which can experience an object only. Like now, this cannot experience anything at all. The table, our hardness cannot experience anything. But what is seeing right now? What is that reality which is seeing or which sees whisper object right now? There must be that reality, otherwise whisper object cannot appear. Sound cannot appear. The story of any concept cannot appear. Since there is that characteristic which can experience an object. And it is so dark because there's no shape, no form at all, right? Visible object is not dark, depending on the light. Mm. But that which experience it is dark.
So what is these two Pali words, what is the difference between them? That's a fair question, isn't it?
Between what?
Pandara and Papasara.
Pandara and Papasara.
What are they again?
Pandara.
Pandara?
Papasara.
Pandara comes first because it is any kind of citta. It's Pandara. Talking about just its characteristic. It cannot change its characteristic from experiencing an object to memory or like or dislike because it is citta. And the rest are cetasikas, like or dislike, for example. And now when we talk about papasara, another term, when one is fast asleep, is there any disturbance?
If there's dreams, there is.
But I just talk about the moment when it's fast asleep, and so that is papasara. No akusala citta can arise with vipaka citta, which performs the function of pavanga. And that is not papasarang when it is akusla.
So seeing the vipaka citta that sees, is that papasarang?
Usually, who can know about the panchatuvara vachana sampatichana santirana votapana? But as much as we can know, is seeing and then javana, like a dislike.
So you would say any bhavanga cittas could be referred to as papasarang? But what about the akusala vipaka bhavanga cittas, for example?
Exactly the same. Because no matter one was born in hell, heaven, or rupa brahma, the first moment of life, the patisanti citta, who knows the object? Does one know at that very moment where one was in this world or what world? No matter the snake or Deva.
Why in the commentary does it refer to the pavanga cittas with the root three of three roots, including panya? Is that just because it happens to be referring to the human realm?
There are 19 types of patisanti citta, not right. Just one. With two hetu, without any hetu, or with three hetus.
But when it's referring to the pavasaram, it
Pavanga, all the kinds. Bawanga, yeah.
But it doesn't mention all kinds, it says the pavanga with three roots.
No, any. So one has to look it up again, whether it's talking about the people who have panya.
Right, maybe it's referring to those with panya. Mm-hmm. Okay, like Devadatta, for example. Mm-hmm. Maybe referring to specifically in that context.
Because the patisanti citta of all planes are the same.
Okay, so if it's referring to the pavanga cittas because no kusala can arise, why in the sub-commentary does it say, of course, is the pavasaram, is the luminosity in the citta? No, it's in the vanadhatu.
It depends on what we mean or what we know about when we heard about the word luminous. To me, when it's pavanga, there is no experiencing of any object through the six doorways. So the akusala cetasika cannot arise. So that moment, since there is no knowledge.
So even for animals, there is no akusala.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So why do you think the commentary says, does it refer to the citta? No, it refers to the rupa conditioned by that citta.
This is different because we have to understand, if we can find different word then we use different term. But since the word Prapasrang, like you said in English, luminous?
Yes, but different from Pandurang.
Okay, Pandurang is clear and this is luminous.
Right, so Pandurang refers is to the citta.
To the citta,
exactly,
all jittas.
Yes.
And now the question is about one word, but luminous, which means citta and pavangka, citta, kusala citta, and also rupa. And the question is why it's rupa, right?
Well, the way I understand it now is we say, okay, the citta is pavasaram, but it actually refers to the rupas conditioned by the jittas.
Yes, yes. It depends on how we understand the meaning of luminous.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I can understand just very little because it's not my language.
Area.
But for you, you can have many different ways to know how luminous is. But I think that when we use the term luminous, which is pavangka and kusala, we know that it's citta.
Right.
But when we use the term luminous for rupa, what rupa? See, it's different from ordinary rupa.
Right.
So, as Buddha has halo, and that is luminous too. So it depends on can we have it? Can ordinary citta have it? See.
I'm curious, Acha, how is pavasaram translated into Thai?
The same, but we don't pronounce the last syllable.
But how do you translate it? What?
We use the Pali word.
If you were to describe that word without using our language, how would you describe it?
I think that many people read Tipitaka, but they don't study. They just read. So the Thai read Tipitaka, and they have the same, their own understanding, right or wrong. Not the perfect meaning of what is there in Tipitaka. So it, like other language, no matter in Thai or in English, it depends on our understanding. Even the word is that, like some book use the word name and form, see, for nama and rupa. But when we know what...
For nama and rupa?
But nama cannot be name.
But
the person who read it and have no understanding think that nama is name, like chu in Thai. See, so the Tipitaka is not just for reading, it's for studying carefully.
Even mind and body can be confusing.
What can be?
Mind and body.
Mind and body. Certainly name and form is, I would never understand. If it wasn't through discussion, I would have a clue what you're talking. Someone coming here for the first time would know what you're talking about. Name.
The same as luminous.
With the panya that develops in jhana, and it says that panya has to know kusala from akusala, does that panya also know that agusala and agusala is not self?
No, when it's jhana. Different from the development of sthipatthana.
So when there's no jhana, in the being that's developing jhana, for example, then the person thinks that it's their jhana.
The purpose of developing jhana is to get away from the sensuous object. But the development of satipatthana is to get away from avicca.
We read in the text that without a Buddha, people can develop an understanding of impermanence and suffering, but not of anatta without a Buddha to teach. The question is, what kind of understanding of impermanence is referred to that can be understood? Would this just be with concept as an object, because there's not an understanding of paramattha dhammas, of realities? So without a Buddha, the understanding of impermanence, for example, someone may have attained all sorts of jhanas, but without a Buddha, the understanding of impermanence would just be with concepts as objects, is that right?
Or is it with concepts as object, or is it
like everything changes every day? Anyone can say.
But what about a person who is master in jhana? He needs to know the different states of mind, and he sees them as arising and falling.
As reality.
Not as a dhatu, not as anatta, but he does see them arising and falling.
Like now, we can say that seeing is not hearing.
Right. So the understanding is not knowing the concepts, but knowing impermanence and dukkha in a conceptual way, isn't it?
What do you mean by knowing the impermanence?
Can I ask a related question here, which I've sometimes wondered about? Dhammas.
Tathos.
Well, dhatus, okay. Mm-hmm. Were they something taught only by a Buddha, or are they known outside a dispensation?
It depends on what one understands the term dhatu or dhamma. Mm-hmm. For example, if we say that hardness is dhatu, can that person understand the reality of dhatu? Or no. Just what they think it might about it as element?
Like a scientist knows that this is all elements.
Presumably, before the Buddha's enlightenment, there were people with high levels of jhana and that sort of thing, and they must have known a lot about the consciousness and the doorways, it seems to me.
As mine.
Oh, yeah, they have an idea of self.
The people who do not study or do not have any understanding of the teachings at all, could they know that this is kusla and this is akusla, even they don't use the term kusla or akusla?
Yes.
See? Hmm. Like those who develop jhana because they see the danger of akusla.
Hmm. Yeah.
After seeing and hearing so forth.
When we read about, for example, the person who develops jhana must be able to know precisely the difference between vitaka and vichara, for example.
Not after jhana. Before jhana, they cannot.
They cannot. Hmm. Okay.
So the difference between the kamavacara and the rupavacara is that the kusala is so clear, so strong, that they can understand the factors of jhana as they are.
You mean after jhana?
Before that, they know the vitaka, thinking, see? We use the word thinking like we use the word vitaka in Pali. And so they know what object is the object that the citta can become kusala, better and better.
This may relate to what I was talking with Vince about knowing the Tilakana, because we will understand it in a conceptual way. So without understanding the elements, there's no way to know the Tilakana.
Like now, we can talk about seeing is not hearing. We can say that. But do we really know the moment of seeing and the moment of hearing?
But the point is, right now, we can understand the nature of seeing and hearing. Right now, we can see the Trilakana.
How?
With awareness.
So there must be the understanding the moment when awareness arises and when awareness does not arise.
But that can happen right now.
Yes, but right understanding can know the difference between these two. Otherwise, we might think that we know because we know that it's not permanent. But what is awareness? The moment with awareness must be different from moment without awareness. Otherwise, wouldn't stress on sati. It's not pasapatthana, it's not vedanapatthana, it's not the samadhipatthana, but it is satipatthana.
But the point is that right now, there can be right awareness.
Yes.
Is that right?
When it arises.
When it arises.
Yeah. But when it does not arise, we think that there is.
Okay. But if it does arise right now, the Trilakana can be experienced
Not yet.
Well, how long? 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 20 years?
No.
How do we know
what stage we're up to? Because we can understand that the seeing is quite apart from hearing. Many jitas in between, more than 17 moments. This is what we learned from book. But if there is no understanding of the element which sees and the element which hears, because before there is seeing and hearing, there must be nothing appearing first, right? Mm-hmm. So when there is seeing, it's different from that moment. The moment when nothing appears at all, and the moment when visible object is appearing. So there can be the further understanding by developing more understanding with awareness about ayatana. That is not just knowing that there are six inner ayatana and outer six ayatana, but when there is nothing and when something appears, it needs the vara and it needs the factors or the ayatana, like there must be visible object. Otherwise, how can seeing see? Seeing cannot see if there is no visible object. So there must be seeing and there must be visible object. And it depends on how much one can know. For those who do not have great accumulation of panya, how can one know that there must be the eye base there? see, as one ayatana. See, it's not just thinking. The seeing is not like hearing, or it's not permanent. But it must be the moment of understanding the characteristic of that reality which sees before it falls away. And after that, there must be the understanding more and more about the arising of reality from nothing to being something different from not having any objects through the six doors at all.
So at what point can one start having some insight into the true life?
And because one talk about panya all the time, but panya has to develop. So when and how it develops. Without sati, it's only intellectual understanding.
So it depends on the individual. Right?
So it depends on whether one understands the difference between moment with sati and moment without sati, or not yet. Because when we talk about sati and satipatthana, is it different from just ordinary touching hardness and softness right now? Because anybody can say that this is hard by touching, but it's only touching, no awareness of any reality. So the moment when awareness arises must be different from ordinary touching. But the object is not different because the mind does follow the sense of instantly. Nobody can tell the difference at all, because what the mind or experience must be the same object as the sense door has experienced. So sati is so natural and it's there. So panya knows the moment when it is aware of hardness or softness, different from moment when it just experienced softness and hardness. This is the way to become detached from clinging to the result to experience anything, because panya grows little by little with awareness, direct awareness of a characteristic of a reality.
But on the other hand, it's important to appreciate intellectually.
Certainly.
That the vahana is a fact.
But there must be the understanding of the difference between the two. Otherwise, one might take the intellectual understanding as the direct understanding.
And it's like when we talk about the understanding of anatta, it has to grow. So one could say the understanding of impermanence or unsatisfactoriness.
Yeah. And the idea that it supports even this intellectual understanding about the tilakna supports the development of satipatthana.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at what stage does panya know that it's not self? So it's quite a high stage of development.
But there is intellectual understanding.
No, I'm talking about really knowing.
In this direct experience.
Direct experience. Yes,
which grows little by little, gradually, naturally. And wrong view is the clinging to that object as self. Because there must be a reality at that moment, which citta is aware. And it depends on how much one clings, or lesser and lesser clinging, by knowing or understanding that characteristic so clear. There can be awareness right now, but there cannot be the direct experiencing of the arising and falling away of any yet.
Can one say that in direct proportion, that as wrong view is seen and understood, can one say that the doubts follow the wrong view? Because we know they're both eradicated at the stage of sotapanna.
At this moment of being aware of a reality, what is it? There can be the question like nama or rupa,
mm-hmm.
or just keep on repeating, this is nama and that is rupa.
Right.
Is that not indication of doubt?
Right.
Why keep on repeating?
Right. So just different, yeah.
See, it's so very, very subtle. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it seems that it's already doubt there. When we try to catch realities, why would we want to do that?
Doubt about all dharmas which are not sung.
You say subtle, and sometimes there's some understanding, and then that understanding, it's gone again. It's like there's a bit of understanding what you're saying, and then when I go away, it's like no understanding. I've understood something that you've said on the aspect of development, and it's like trying to catch that moment afterwards, but it's gone.
Everything's gone.
Yeah.
not just the kusala stone.
It's like a little bit of understanding, and then to grasp that understanding to make it grow.
Mm-hmm.